We are joined by Jameson Brown, the Community Engagement and Economic Development Manager for the town of Vegreville. And Jameson, your efforts noticed here being honored with the Emerging Talent in Economic Development Award at the recent Leaders Summit and Conference. Kind of take us through receiving this award and what it means for you.
Well, I'm probably stunned is the best way to put it. I had honestly no idea that I was even in contention, and I think I have to thank a few of my colleagues here in town that put together the application or I guess the submission on my behalf. From what I understand, in finding out after getting the award, it was a bit of an arduous process. They needed to have a few signatures and people vet it, and so I thank them for the work that they did in you know, putting my name forward. But yeah, I was incredibly stunned and just so humbled to be named the award recipient. And it's still actually very, very shocking. Was not expecting that at all. And yeah, I just can't say enough about the Economic Development Association and the work that they're doing, the work that they do to make my work and our work as EDOs and economic development professionals across the province's job just a little bit easier. So yeah, it was very humbling, and again, absolutely flabbergasted is probably the great way to sum it up.
You kind of take us through what the Economic Developers Alberta Experience Leaders Summit Conference was all about. What would you say is the main goal of an organization like that as they look at economic development across the province?
Well, I mean, so this is an organization that obviously represents, you know, EDOs, as they're commonly referred to in a lot of other municipalities, you know, economic development officers or managers or whatever the title is. And they offer a ton of different sort of training for people who are relatively new to the industry, but they also do a lot of work as a whole to help promote Alberta, help promote economic development. And at this conference, it was a mixture essentially of EDOs and elected officials that had an opportunity to learn and hear from people that are, at the forefront of investment in Alberta, whether it was from the manufacturing sector, whether it was from aviation or technology. Agriculture was, a heavy focus. And they offer a lot of sessions where we can come together as professionals and as elected officials, hear from the industry, learn a little bit more about what the industry is looking for, including even the federal government when it comes to some of the grant programs that may be available, and to network with some of these people to kind of, put your name into the ring, as it were, when it comes to trying to attract some of that investment. So, again, credit to EDA on 50 years. This was their 50th anniversary, and just a truly tremendous opportunity to be there and to have an opportunity to network with some of these industry partners and, partners at both the provincial and federal level as well.
What can you say about your first couple of years in the municipal politics world? As you mentioned, this is not something that you've been doing in your entire career. It's still kind of a relative newcomer. What does it mean to see your efforts recognized like this?
Yeah, it was funny because, being close to 40 now, Jeff, to get something called the Emerging Talent, it was a bit of a shift. But, I would say that, having a past experience in broadcasting and having, gotten to know and being very familiar with Vegreville as I've called it home, and I'm very, proud and love this community for the last 11 years and working with the Vegreville District Chamber of Commerce, I probably had a bit of a jump start going into this position, because that is essentially what we are trying to do. You want to liaise and you want to communicate and you want to do your best to, assist the local businesses, but you also have to try to bring new business to town, right? Because a rising tide floats all boats, and the more businesses that are in town, the lesser the tax burden on the existing businesses. So that's certainly something that we've been focusing on, and I do have to say that were it not for the team around me, and that includes all of the administration at the town of Vegreville and really all of the departments that that make, you know, Vegreville click. You know, everybody is in economic development if you work for the town of Vegreville, because you can't bring business to town if you don't have water, if you don't have sewer, if you don't have someone to answer the phones. But I would specifically like to give a shout out and special recognition to my team, you know, Lane Quickstad, who is just a tremendous asset when it comes to the communication and marketing, as well as Michelle Gladys, who is overseeing the tourism portfolio for the town of Vegreville. We've made a phenomenal team, and this award is certainly theirs as much as it is mine.